Just a recording. There we go. All right. Thank you, everyone, for being here today. Just the announcements. Was the AV a dog? All right. Saturday is Raising Generals, each and everyone. Eugene is presenting it. Half past 8 from 9 o'clock till about 12:30. And just doing around 330 per person, please. If you truly want to come and get a lot of wisdom, receive wisdom, please, there's a number there and just look there if you can. Also, we've got a lot of merchandise here at the back of the bookshop as well. Afterwards, if you want to go and buy some stuff, we try to sponsor, not sponsor, but keep a lot of people, a lot of ministries, artwork and books and everything. Gene's books is also there. So you're more than welcome to go and buy yourself something there. Very nice gift shop. And also art shop. I don't know what area it calls it, also a gift shop. Yes. Then, the 14th of July, there will be a baptism service. Look along here. We will have our wetsuits, yes. Yes, yes. There's already 3 people wants to get baptized during the counseling. So, it's young men. So, we praise the Lord for that. So, if there's anyone wants to get baptized, you're more than welcome to get baptized. Obviously, we will drain the pool and get new water green. It won't be dirty like this. You don't have to worry. All right. I will do it during this week. So, yes, there will be a baptism service the 14th of July. So, we will have a service in the The baptism will commence just after service. Right. So all of you, if you want to stay behind, it's really truly, truly blessed. Right. I think that's it. I don't want to take too much time for announcements. Right, let us close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much that we have the privilege this morning to honor and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here and you welcome us in your presence today. And I pray, Lord, that each person with the level of anointing just starts to connect with you this morning, Lord. Thank you for your river of life starts to flow in this place, in Jesus' name. We honor you, what you want to come to do today. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we come, we present. We say this morning, not by power, not by might, but by your Spirit. And we honor you, and we say thank you for being here. Lord, thank you for a corporate anointing this morning here. And I pray each and every person will just come close, come get close to you. You said your word, draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you. Lord, we also pray your blessing over the Kids Church, Lord, today. Thank you, Jesus, for your hand of wisdom upon the people there, and also protection over the kids. Learning more about you. We honor you, my Father, this morning. And pray, Lord, we commit everything to your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father. Thank you. Amen.
You guys, you can stand up and let us worship the Lord. Once again,
comes from. Don't know where it comes. Let it blow over me.
Exalted, the Creator is Oh, Glory, glory, tuck his hand in. I didn't talk about it. We all know the last words of Jesus Christ in Matthew 28 was he commanded to go and make disciples to baptize them. And I was thinking about that the morning about, you know, what authority did he hand over, and do we really understand in those two sentences the depths what he had meant? All that. I always say that Jesus never will ask something from you if he did not equip you with it. And my brother started with outreaches there in Yanima Park in East London, very, very poor area there. And I haven't discussed it with the Nicodem yet. But I would like us to go and do something there on the Saturday morning. Yeah. My brother asked me, he said to me, Jim, can you please just send me people to pray for the people?
Amen.
Please send me people. I'm going to bring a lot of clothes from Bethlehem. I think there are 300 black bags full of good clothes from Christenburg. Neil Russell is in charge of Christenburg. They are looking after the people there. Nice little outstairs and what's there. Not really a squatter car. So everybody at Bethlehem is bringing clothes there. So they have more than enough, and we are going to bring it. I will keep it with me, but I think your story is full.
Needs to go out now.
Sorry.
Must go out now, yeah.
Okay. So
but let's, bring it. You can bring it.
Let us go do something.
Also.
Just a 1 hour trip on a Saturday morning. Peter will lead you guys, and I will give you the exact address where it is. And he's giving food. That is his company, of his NGO. He collect all the foods, and we look about after 34 households. I don't know, maybe there are more. They know.
1,000 bucks a month.
Sorry?
1,000 bucks a month.
They are giving 1,000 food packs out a month. And they do it all at its own cost. So, just want to say, Peter, we've got an open door there. He got a trolley there, cooler box trolley with all the food and water here that I'm going to bring clothes, and we are going to bless the people,
Amen.
The poor people. Just to mention that, because Matthew 28, the biggest command according to me of Jesus Christ, and we see the whole book of Acts where they actually went out and they did that. Mm-hmm. Book of Acts is a good example for which way they really did it. Hi, Amanda. Continue nose rock. Amanda Loftus is from Patmos Stadium. For those guys who don't know that. Old friend of mine. So that is one thing I just want to handle on. Okay, then the second thing is I'm involved with Satanism, and they really give me a hard time. And they just come in, get deliverance, go out, do the same thing to get more powerful demons here I'm saying this astral projection. I actually want to retire out of the occult, but I am involved. A mother could experience with one of that Satanist ladies about her, and that is bad stuff. So we need to look after that. We need special prayers, stuff like that. When you work with that type, they go to the graves, and this kid, second year law student, was actually, Janae is not here today, but she's handling that. She was a Roman priest. They were like in a boarding school, Roman Catholic in Hatfield, and the Roman priest introduced them to satanic witchcraft, took all the girls to the graveyards at night. And Friday, she did, was supposed to come and see me. Then she said, no, it's her time to goblin. That means to be the watchman. So she's walking in the streets of Hatfield, placing out watchmen. You know, this stuff is real. So we need, I do believe that Jesus Christ wants to save her and all that stuff. So, yeah, we need special prayer for that. And that basically, I'm finished preaching now. This is the time for the spirit of prophecy. That is Jesus Christ. He is the spirit of prophecy. And he said to me, I'm walking among the people. Okay? So, you know, in the old days, in old Pentecostal, speaking in tongues, what does it mean? Actually,
interpretation
of tongues. And I'm going, those who have a word from God, I'm going to give you time, okay, to stand here. I haven't done this in a very long time, but I was used to prophesy a whole sermon. Just let the Spirit of the Lord flow and let the Lord speak to the people. Okay, so that is actually what I am going to do. I thank you, Holy Spirit. My spirit, my soul, and my body, I give them to thee. The spirit of Yeshua, Messiah, the spirit of Elohim, Adonai, Yahweh. You will hear that I'm going to speak in different tongues, okay? Say something I feel the church had lose. You know, I grew up in that. I didn't repent until I was 27, but I grew up in this. And it was natural between us. Okay. Kamaya lecha ba kusi katiki khe gari kama kumu tu yasse takom kuba. I need you to understand that I am the consuming fire and the light. The time will come when the fullness of my light in the power of my fire will move as a judgment over this earth. You are not called to be part of my judgment. You are called to be a light in me. What is there on the earth that I did not create? powers, kingdoms, human being, the universe. What is there what I did not create? What I do not fill with my light? Where can you go without me being the light? Even in the depths of darkness underneath this earth, I am the light. I encourage you, like I command my disciples, to walk in that light. Why is it sometimes so difficult for my children and to work different? Just to let the light shine what I have given you. The difference is this: darkness and light, nothing more. Be the light, because I am the light. To live in my truth is a lifestyle. And that is what I want to enjoy together with you, this lifestyle. When I walked in on this earth, I brought simply a kingdom lifestyle to this earth, so that those who are walking in the light can be called kingdom children. Those who are going to inherit the kingdom. Listen, my children. If I withdraw my light from this earth, not even the sun or the moon will shine. That is who I am. I ask you again, what is there what I did not create? Without my creation power, nothing will be in existence. That is what you need to understand. Amen. Let's go to another one. Chama seche ika chaum kuru chesala makim. Chama tika chumun tika rabba ka seta kaum kuru chaum kuru ke kabach. The heavens and the earth will rejoice. They will rejoice because they will lay their eyes on the King of Glory. Who will not rejoice if the yoke of the enemy on this earth are broken? That will happen just by my appearance. And you will rejoice. And you will worship me because I have given you the mercy and grace so that my name can be on your lips. So that my name can be written on your forehead and on your heart. And you will rejoice. Will any prophet on this earth, will any one of them who are in existence now, describe my glory? None of them. They haven't seen me yet for who I am. But you need to understand this really clearly. I don't keep you in the darkness. I want to draw you deeper and deeper into my heart. Do you know what I'm really longing for? Is to see my glory in the eyes of my bride. You call yourself bride? I will say more of my glory. No one can come to me, the Father, don't draw them closer. But no one can come to the Father if I don't take them closer in my heart. Is my word an explanation of my heart, my redeeming power, my wisdom, my miracle working power? You can go up and forth through my word. Everything I have done is to see the glory shining out your eyes, filling you, baptizing you. What are you going to say? You are waiting for my return. I will say, prepare yourself with my glory while you are still in the flesh. I will tell you now, children, children of light, what is the greatest thing in the house of my Father is that my children are not in a place that their spirits reflect my glory to the earth. In an easy term, I'm talking light, because you all know that, what light means. You all know what darkness means. I want to see your spirit inside you reflecting the glory of the kingdom. Please don't wait. You might be just disappointed when I put my feet on the olive berg. The reflection of my glory is for now. Don't just sit and wait for it. As the people say, as I pray, let thy kingdom come. When my spirit filled you, my kingdom has come for you. My spirit is the manifestation of the righteousness of the Father and the Son. song to the Lord. Oh Lord God, how wonderful are your ways. Most of the time I don't understand. And I acknowledge the lack inside me to understand your ways of rulership. Spirit of understanding, like Peter taught us the other day. Bring more life to me so that we can understand in depth what the heart of the Father was and is, because it's too wonderful to describe for the words of a human being. We try. We bring glory to you. We worship you. But you walking among us is the wisdom of the Father. Please, please, Spirit of prophecy, don't ever leave us alone. Because of the wrong decisions we made in our lives, we let you. Will you always draw us back? I want to be drawn back to the places where I belong. To walk in the wings of your glory again. How marvelous that will be. Please, my King and my Lord, draw me back closer again. Ignite that fire in my heart again. What I need to walk on water. Father, I want to say, make us angry again. But I admit, we actually are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. More of your glory. Please. Bread of life. Rivers of living waters. We are hungry for more of you. While we were very impressed with worship, I did tremendous pain in my shoulder and in my heart. My chest, my shoulder, and I say, no way, Satan. Today I'm going to talk. You're not going to stop me. Because I'm tired of this world quieting the true prophetic spirit. You know, I went a little bit on Facebook just to see what is going on, trying to draw more ministries and look at them, what is going on. It seems like everybody is so under pressure and all the, you know, I read the scriptures and what they quote. Yes, I'm also under tremendous financial pressure at this moment. You know, my son did us a very nice favor and he crashed Glenda's car. You know, all sorts of stuff are happening. But you know, I prayed for 3 days. I said, Jesus, just take it out of the workshop and the town people. That wasn't 600 rand, 400 rand. I don't have the money. And then my brother spoke to a guy, but he's working together. And an old friend of mine, why didn't he phone me? And I went, he went, he paid, he's busy fixing the car for nothing. He didn't help me one single centimeter to worry. You know? I worked with him a long time ago, praying for his businesses, and he lost 13 million rand from one guy, and he was terrible. But now we are able to just quickly pay the car. Pay the car to his workshop. I mean, things like that really happen for us. We just need to get the place. You know? Pray, oh Lord, let your glory fall from heaven. Let your glory come. And what say Peter? And Christ say, I am the glory. I am in your heart. When are you going to start to accept and walk in that glory? When are you going just accept it and start to walk it and let the people see the reflection of my glory? I heard when I was prophesying, my brain is fruitless, so they had made to stop at me. So I can let them see. They were saying, what is the beast of heart? He's not going to go on the cross again. He's not going to start to break down all the places he had prepared in heaven, you know, for you, because you have some sort of nonsense you need to sort out. Okay, I'm going to take this luxury chair out of Eugene's office, because, you know, I fear that Glenda was with me. I'm just making you tell. Okay. Okay. Kom ek in my kantoor in my head in the office. Oh, my chair is gone. Oh, you have done that. That's why. Oh, Lord, please repent. Please send Bible to bring the chair back. Yeah. Something like that. It doesn't work. If we find this heart, glory is the manifestation in your life. That's how it works. I always say, you know, I can praise and worship for 2 hours, and, you know, experience there, the anointing and what's there. But sometimes I did nothing and the Lord just gave me a short sentence of maybe 10 words and I'm crying. To hear, it's like His mercy and grace just floods me in 5 seconds. Okay, there is stuff what we do, but we actually must. So, what is my purpose? Okay, I just want to get an idea here. When I was very impressed with worship, I saw a figure. In this marvelous light, I couldn't see if it was a cross, but all I know that it was representing Jesus Christ, and the fire which was surrounding that person was bright, brighter than the sun. And then on the outside, I saw ugly black and red smoke. And when I started to prophesy here, Jesus said, he explained the vision. I'm the light, I'm the fire of light. And my judgment will come to the earth. We say in the Afrikaans, your basla is geboek, Buddha. Okay. So I saw the vision. I listened when I prophesied. How many of you can speak in more than one time? We've got a couple of people here. Let me tell you something, while you are on this earth, you will never ever hit rock bottom with charisma. You will never. I received some African language, and I know one day I'm going to meet up with this tribe. It almost sounds like the Bushmans. Mama, I got every time I speak in this class, I feel like I'm falling out. You know? Is it Busman? Question? What is it? But I know that I'm going to meet a tribe and I will be able to speak their tongue. Wonder. I know there's a purpose for that. And it's got nothing to do this language with reincarnation, okay? It sounds very old. I heard Bushmans before. It's not quite the Bushman language, you know, the Khoisan language. So I know. One day, somewhere in Africa, I'm going to use this language and I will be well prepared, and while I'm speaking that, I will translate that back of Afrikaans in my head because I got both the gifts. So I'm waiting for that day. Maybe it was a time when God had given me to work with teenagers. Maybe teenagers are just called that. No. Oh. Wonderful. Moses said, Glenna Saaf, Pomeal Afrikaans, director. And come soup, boxy, inside that dustbin. Okay? And she said to me in Afrikaans, Moenie die leë kapsel boksie weggooi nie. Dis my skepper. I said, what? Now I translate back to you. Do you tell me that little box is your creator? Okay. I just nod it to you. Nod it is to flow back like a fountain. You don't know what you are going to say, you just flow. It's just a sort of living waters. And I'm going to exercise that more. I like to nod it, a whole sermon. You know? And then you can check me out in scriptures if I'm talking the truth, okay? So I'm going to exercise the gifts of the prophet, the office of a prophet, more and more and more. I give you a vision. They call Samuel a seer, okay? I saw the vision, and then I nabi the same vision. Give you an idea. And don't tell me I'm not a prophet. I'm not going to tell you. Everybody must be able to prophesy. It means literally to hear the voice of God. In that case, if you don't hear, did I ever preach how to hear the voice of God? I think it was my writing journals. I'm not quite sure, but nobody has an excuse not to listen. I know some prophets who just prophesied by scripture. And they are very, very accurate to absorb someone or to bring correction or to bring a word of wisdom. They can only scripture come up in their spirits and they give the spirit of the word. That is an excellent way of prophesying to people. Did you know that? And many people are able to do that. Many people are able to do that. And then I say, oh, I've heard the Lord spoke to me twice out of heaven. You know what Job did? I'll be quiet now. You hear what I'm saying? The one must be the years ago when he told me, who will I send? Who will go? And I went globally just because I said yes. So if the Lord asked that out of heaven, you can hear him coming out of heaven. So don't argue. I'm stupid, but not that stupid. I said, okay, I'll go. I will go. And I was too busy talking to a lady who tried for 6 months to get me a Bethlehem to give a seminar there. And I said, I will go and I'm still a Bethlehem. Okay. But and one time I did not know what happened, but it was just before I repent. I didn't know who the heck was that. I thought someone was talking about on a loudspeaker. What do you call that thing?
Megaphone.
Yeah. A megaphone. I was standing on the balcony of my flat don't exactly understand English, to her. En zal jou nooit boorgaan jouw kracht te verzoeken. Dit dan kampus is iets soos daai Jesus waarvan my daar praat die tyd, jy weet. Maar dit kom soos iemand, daai woonstelblok was so binne in 'n park in Sunnyside. Hoekom het die Here vir my so gesê? Want hy het geweet ek gaan 'n profetiese kans wil word. Hy het geweet. Hy het geweet die paaie wat ek nog sou gewandel het en al die foute wat ek sou maak en al die goed. En hy praat uit die hemel uit en hy sê vir my, vir jou sal ek nie bokant jou krag soek. Wat is eintlik my doel van hierdie boodskap? To stir the prophetic inside you. There are so many ways God is speaking to us. That's why I said, open your spiritual ears, eyes and heart. And say, okay, for the Holy Spirit of Yeshua Messiah alone, not for any other spirits. Okay? And let us just get a little bit involved in that. You know? I'm speaking now because this is a prophet. This is an evangelist. I said, okay, let's start to move. Kom, ons gaan vir die mense in die straat te bid. Daar staan 'n trailer daar, ek sal nog hierdie week met hom praat oor, en daai mense stroop oor, jy kan nie daai kos op 'n bakkie sit nie. Hulle gryp dit. Hulle gryp dit. Nou, my broer het so koeler ons wat ek nou van Bethlehem af aangesleep het, daai ou wat my hulle swart wees geprom en sê, as ek op sy plaas verbind, ek het daai hulle wees nog nooit gesien. Toe bring ek my koelboks terug. Hoor, snaakse mense hoor, so daar sê dat jy moet mooi uitsien. In elk geval. So, kan so op 'n georganiseerde manier klere moet ons uitdeel wat jy nou self sien. Hoe kan jy? Jy klaar gehad. Okay, die Bybel en my hele maak om bid ons sommer vir die Here stop. Kry hulle vir die Here uit. Jy hoef nie 'n boobas bidder te wees nie. Jy moet net 'n bietjie beter as ek wees. Dis al. Okay. Laat die profete praat. Laat ons sê wie het die woord vir die Here gekry? Niemand. Julle drop my. O nee, daar's daar een. Kom gee dit Klaas.
Ja. Is, ek wil ook toe maar as ons sê Klaas. Vanaf ja,
ja.
Daar nie. Kan.
Want ek sê met ek aanvaar dit in worship ook of nie.
Is jy ook een van die wat net met hulle hande kan? Hy het die baie vir hom. Hy doet sy business van so, die ander is so baie, hy is so stom.
Okay, while we were worshipping, I just sense like, almost like, I want to say a light, a fire in the middle, I think just a circle. I wasn't sure if it was people or angels around, but the light was first like a light, a very sharp, clear light, like shining through like a diamond. And it was as if, let's say the people around, if you looked at a light in the middle that was shining like a diamond, and if you looked at it from one angle, it was, you know, you saw something, and when you looked from another angle, you saw something else. And even when the light changed, you know, the viewpoint you had changed again. And it was just sort of as if Abba God was revealing himself in the light, almost on his way, but you could not comprehend him, I almost want to say. And then the light sort of changed like to a fire. and it was as if the people were standing around, and the people in front, they felt the fire, they could feel the heat, but their backs were cold. So if they were not, I want to say, close enough to the fire, they couldn't, you know, their backs were cold. So it was a thing that if they moved away from the fire, they didn't have that warmth still. So it was almost like a thing like, I almost want to say you have to turn. You have to turn to experience the light in its fullness. I haven't got the right words, but it was a concept of the fire had become you, I almost want to say. The fire had to be inside of you, because otherwise, you know, you just experience it in the front, and then when you move away, you call it in type of thing. So it's like the fire almost had to consume you, that you know, the light had to be in you, that you could take the light with you. It wasn't just enough just to stand around the light, if I can say it like that. So that was more or less the image I experienced while we were worshipping. I mean, I'm one of those universes. So, Luke 10, 19, and we all know it very well, but I'm going to read from 17 to 20. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. What I just experienced about the serpents and the scorpions is that Abba just wants to remind us we cannot do this from an earthly realm. We have to do it from heaven. We need to remember that we are sitting in heaven places where we cannot overcome the enemy from the earth upwards, almost want to say. We need to go from heaven down and take authority over all the powers God has given into us.
Amen. What a nice confirmation. What we are talking about here. And this is not smooth talking. This is reality. This is the true spirit of God. And you see the prophets align. They fly together. What is very interesting before I give the mic for Peter to start the week. Okay. He's like, you have listened to that prophet, and you have listened to me. Two eagles fly together as a witness. Let the eagles fly. Okay. And let us help the poor evangelists.
I call for sorry.
This is now how you stir the spirits in the firebox. Good place.
Let me just ask, is anyone else who also has a story with Christmas too much?
I was actually about sick this week, and one night, Tuesday night, the Lord woke me up, and he said to me, go and read Matthew 5. And what you were prophesying is actually also Matthew 5. And the whole week, I actually found myself going back to the Word what is the Lord saying, what is the Lord saying, and it's actually a confirmation also on this you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle, put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and give light unto all that are in the house. Let your light shine so before you, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
This is a confirmation about 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
So you've been preached for 2 Sundays.
Yes.
What you hear today.
Exactly.
If I give you a paper, Hebrews 2.
Yes.
You took what you will know.
Yes. Hebrews 2 verse 1.
We must pay more careful attention, therefore, for what you have heard, so that we not drift away.
Sure.
This week will be 2 weeks. Even when we're holiday, I should put a purpose in Hebrews 2.
Yes,
can I tell you something? When we were not there, I didn't know about it. And I picked up my Bible, and the piece of paper that you've given him fell on the floor. And I went to him and said, whose verse is this? Where did you get it, or did I get it? Because I can't remember it. And then he said to me, you got it. So I said to him, go and read it. It's important.
What we said, for just to get everyone on one track, is that the last 3 weeks we talk about the anointings of the Holy Spirit. The anointings and to walk in the anointing. Okay. So this is all summed up, basically. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I think let us close off. Lord Jesus, we want to honor you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the light of the world. Thank you, Lord, that us is also the light of the world, Lord, because you are in us.
Yes.
And we pray, Holy Spirit, will you lead us to places, Lord, that's dead, to come start, become alive. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of prophecy, Lord. We also pray today, it did not stop, but it's the beginning. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Lord, as you impart in us, and as your levels of anointing just to start to fill this place more and more and more. We honor you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you, Jesus, for each and every person here today. And Lord, we pray. Here we are. Send us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can we all just stand up? We're going to pray the blessing, and then we're done. Yes.
I wanted to play it for us, but then the Lord said to me, no, read it from the Lord directly. I want you to receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Thank you, Lord Jesus, through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Yeshua Messiah.